You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Caudette. The Nampa School District will start offering full-day tuition-free kindergarten this fall. The program will be financed by the state's doubling of funds for its early literacy program. Now, in the past, the Nampa School District only offered free every other day kindergarten. There are a handful of other school districts in our state that do offer full-day tuition-free kindergarten, while other districts offer full-day tuition-based kindergarten at certain schools. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this, our Executive Director of the Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children, Beth Oppenheimer, and Don Coberly, Superintendent of the Boise School District. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gemma.
So, Beth, I want to start with you. Talk to me about the doubling of these literacy dollars, because Governor Little put this in place, correct?
He did. So this year, he was able to double the early literacy dollars from $13 million to $26 million. And what that did was that gave school districts a lot more flexibility in how they address early literacy in K through 3.
And, Don, from your perspective as a superintendent, how important is it that kids get this full-day kindergarten experience?
Well, from my perspective, first off, the research is clear that especially pre-K, I mean, having access to that, especially in high-poverty areas, is crucially important to success in school in general.
And when we look at the Nampa School District, for them to be able to offer this every day, full day, what does this mean for those kiddos, Beth, in Canyon County?
It means that it's going to put Nampa on a trajectory of really having successful academics for their kids and social emotional development for their kids in their elementary schools. It's really going to put them on a path towards success and give those kids the opportunities when those kids are entering kindergarten. They're going to have those foundational skills ready to go, as opposed to a lot of school districts throughout Idaho, who a lot of families and kids are having to play catch up that very first day of kindergarten. So those kids that have those opportunities for preschool, they're going to be ready. Now they've got an opportunity to have full day kindergarten. It's just going to continue to help develop those skills, to help them learn how to read for math and all the skills that they need to be successful throughout their academic career.
You know, I want to play the devil's advocate here a little bit, because all of this is great news from the perspective of what it will do for our kids. But we come back to the idea and the fact that you're cobbling together ways to get pre-K and kindergarten, full-day kindergarten, into our public school districts here in Idaho, because this is a statewide issue. This isn't just Treasure Valley, Magic Valley. What truly needs to be done? Because there was legislation that tried to be put in place this legislative session.
Sure. So there's been a couple things that have happened over the past couple of years in regards to preschool education. There has been proposed legislation that would the state would kick in half the dollars and the local communities would kick in half the dollars. So we're calling those local collaborative preschools. Mm-hmm. Some school districts are figuring this out. Idaho City, we talk about all the time, has been doing it for 18 years, and they have seen the results and the success. But what we're seeing is, because the lack of will amongst our policymakers in the State House, local communities are coming and they're doing this on their own. We're seeing this in Boise. We're seeing this in Nampa. We're seeing this in Idaho City. We're seeing this in Kendrick Julietta, all over. And so, and they're figuring out. But the problem is the sustainability of this. So we're all having to cobble together funding. We're all having to cobble together support. It's not sustainable in the long run, because Idaho City, for instance, if their supplemental levy goes away, so does their program. And so, you know, we're relying on this $26 million early literacy dollars to fund full-day kindergarten. And a lot of school districts are doing that, which is fantastic. We just have to build on that and really get the state to support so that we can sustain these programs and help grow them.
I'm speaking with Beth Oppenheimer, Executive Director of the Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children, and Don Coberly, Superintendent of the Boise School District. Don, talk to me about what the Boise School District has been able to do, because you do have some pre-K programs, as Beth talked about, these community partnerships. There are numerous schools that offer full-day kindergarten, but it is tuition-based.
Right. So we're in Boise, we're really committed to expanding those opportunities. And next year, you'll see expansion both of our pre-K and our full-day K programs. pre-K from two locations at Hawthorne and Whitney to adding additional programs at Garfield and Whittier, and then our full day K from 11 to 15 sites. But the additional thing is that we'll have a sliding scale so that those that have difficulty affording it can enroll as well.
Talk to me about that, because this is new, and especially when it comes to pre-K, because once again, go back to the research, what these children are able to learn and be prepared for school. But if your parents can't pay, then sometimes you can't get that education.
Right, you can't. And my background is a reading specialist, and I think we've talked about that before. And so I would see kids in the high-poverty schools in which I worked that they're smart kids. They come to school. They just don't have the skills to be able to have an even start with kids from different backgrounds. And so it's a remediation thing versus, well, I've already got these skills. And to me, it's really funny that we've looked at remediation dollars, doubling remediation dollars. We've looked at increasing teacher salaries at the state level and done a nice job with that. We're not there yet. And then we have advanced opportunities so kids can have an easier time getting college credits. And we're neglecting this one area down here, pre-K, early learning opportunities for kids.
And full-day kindergarten. You know, it's not just preschool. It's kindergarten as well. And if we really – if the state of Idaho really wants to be serious about improving education in Idaho and ensuring that our kids are reading by third grade, ensuring that they are graduating high school, going on to college, all of this, we have to look at those early years because we're continuing to play catch up year after year. And luckily, our communities are looking at that and acknowledging it.
So talk to me about this. We can sit here all day long and talk about what the Idaho legislature is not doing. What are parents, what are community members saying about the necessity for pre-K and full-day kindergarten?
Oh, there's a high degree of desire among our patrons, our parents, for full-day K and for pre-K. I would say that the full-day K is the thing that gets parents the most, wouldn't you, Beth?
Absolutely, absolutely. And what we're seeing is, you know, without the ability for those parents to send their children to full-day K, they're having to look at other options. And they're having to look at childcare programs that have a kindergarten classroom within that childcare program so that they have, because parents are working. We have to remember that, too. And I don't want to infer that kindergarten is serving as childcare, but at the end of the day, we have to have, you know, if children are only in half-day kindergarten, where are they going to go the rest of those hours? And so full-day kindergarten allows that opportunity so families have more flexibility so that they can work a full day as well.
Well, and let's be honest, that if you put your child in a program that offers full-day kindergarten, if you put them in a public school that only offers half-day, and if you work, you still have to pay for them to be in childcare for the remainder of the day.
You do.
Right.
You do, which is a significant cost.
Absolutely.
Too. And we know that for four-year-olds and five-year-olds, the cost of child care can range anywhere from about $4,500 or $4,500 a month or $4,500 a year all the way up to sometimes $9,000 a year. And so parents are having to pay for it. And so we have to look at where we're spending those dollars and how are we helping the most kids and the most families.
And Don, when it comes to the sliding scale that the Boise School District will be putting in place, how do parents find out if they are eligible for that? How does that work?
There is information on the school district website, and certainly they can call and get a hold of one of our folks that can talk to them about how the sliding scale works. It's really geared around the federal guidelines with regard to poverty. So.
And this would be in all of those schools, correct, that offer full day?
It would be in every one of those schools that has full day will have a sliding scale, right?
Next year, especially Beth with you, because I know you spend so much time in the legislature, what happens next? Because this year is basically done.
This year's done. I think it's we're going to follow on the heels of Governor Little's $26 million that he spent on that he was able to get into the budget for early literacy. And we're going to continue to build on that momentum. We're going to continue to build on the momentum of school districts figuring out how to cobble together, as we talked earlier, funding and support for preschool and full-day kindergarten. We're at Idaho AYC. We are continuing to work on our local collaborative initiative. We just put out a request for proposals, and I think so far we've gotten about 15 school districts and communities from across Idaho who have applied for that. And so we're going to continue to build on that momentum and build that structure so that when, and I'm not going to say if, but when the state of Idaho decides that they are going to start investing in early childhood education, now we're going to have a model to actually fund.
And Dawn, as you get ready to wrap up your time at the Boise School District, I'm sure it won't be the last that we hear from you. But honestly, what do you want legislators, the people that are making our laws, know about the importance of pre-K, full-day kindergarten?
Well, I think for me, it's one of the biggest frustrations I've had. We need to keep hitting what the research says, obviously, and it's clear, especially in our high poverty schools, it's a huge problem when kids don't have those basic skills coming in. And do they ever catch up? Well, it's hard work to get them there.
It's tough. Mm-hmm.
And so I think the importance of pre-K for me, I'll still be around and campaigning for this kind of stuff.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking more about this. My guest today, Beth Oppenheimer, the Executive Director of the Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children, and Dawn Coberly, Superintendent of the Boise School District. Thank you both so much.
Oh, you're
welcome.
Thank
you so much, Gemma.